There you go. We sent Tom off into the cold and the chill to be with us at Blue Baker because we're starting our Christmas Angels thing today. So he'll be joining us from there. In the meantime, sports, about half the team's playing one and the other half lost. And how about that Texas A&M men's basketball team having a close battle with one of the...
That was a lackluster game.
One of the otherlings.
Yeah.
Yeah, scored what? 50 points?
56.
56 points?
56.
Yeah, well, okay. Only saving grace is Texas scored that many against Sam Houston State as well over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, everybody has bad games. I mean, it's...
How's the crowd?
The crowd was surprisingly good.
Well, that's excellent.
I was shocked at the crowd. Ethan.
Oh, good. So, yeah. Hope they keep coming back.
Better than six grand. So.
All right. Coach Kennedy will be on the basketball talk call-in show tonight. 7 o'clock right here on 1620. I think it's at Wings and More on University if you want to go by. But he'll be answering some questions about that. Poor Lady Aggies had to come back from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with going there.
But you do have to come back.
You do. Now, just kind of as an aside to all of that stuff, saw Steve Miller Thanksgiving night. We were chatting up there in the area of where the... conditions are controlled, and it's about 10:45 on Thanksgiving night. And turn on the broadcast of the women Aggie basketball game from the Bahamas at 2 in the afternoon, and there's Steve.
Yeah, yeah. Get Tom to tell you that story because he asked him about it.
Did he?
Well, yeah.
It's again, probably not dealing with too much sleep there, but nonetheless, yeah, we'll talk about that. But we do invite you. Tom will tell you more about that, but we do invite you to stop by Blue Baker and. Pick up an angel.
Which one is...
He's going to be on University Drive today,
okay.
This morning.
There you are.
Yeah, enjoy that. Let's see. Politics. Newt Gingrich got himself a big endorsement from the Manchester Union Leader, which is the most conservative newspaper in New Hampshire. And I think it's worth noting that the Union Leader also, of course, endorsed Governor Pete DuPont in 1988 and Steve Forbes in 2000 and Pat Buchanan in 92 and 96. And
so what you're saying is their track record is impeccable.
It's just outstanding.
All right.
But nonetheless, I mean, it's a newspaper that people have heard of. The thing that may be interesting is now we have to remember that. And again, Newt Gingrich is the smartest guy in real big rooms, okay? He's got a lot of really interesting ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea he said he'd be glad to debate Obama and he'd let the president use a teleprompter. He has some ideas that have turned people's heads. But the bottom line is, if you'll remember, his organization basically fired him a few months ago. They said, no, that's all right. We don't want to work here anymore. So, he's got about 5 weeks before the vote has to take place, and he's got to, I don't know, build some sort of an organization in Iowa, if he has one, and we don't know much about it. And he's, you know, going around in cars and stuff and talking to a lot of people, and that's a wonderful thing to do in that kind of a area where you can have retail-type campaigning. But don't know how much money he's got. Certainly there's some popularity there, but he does need to have an organization. Now, Bill Clinton chatted with the Newsmax people. That's a fairly right-leaning website. Fairly open about Newt Gingrich, said he likes the idea, first of all, that he is smart and that he has some ideas as far as solving problems. Quoting the former president, he's articulate and he tries to think of a conservative version of an idea that will solve a legitimate problem. He cites two things that Gingrich said in last week's debate. One was his stance on immigration reform, which again was coming at it from the idea of don't break families up if they are established in the United States. And for Clinton's money, that is somewhere between President Bush's plan and President Obama's plan. And then the other thing that he liked was Gingrich's plan to give workers an option to invest their Social Security retirement funds privately. But at the same time, he guaranteed that if the markets tank, then the workers would not receive less money than if they had stayed with the old Social Security system. So giving them an opportunity to kind of go out on their own, but there would be a safety net there from the federal government, which is Again, a rather revolutionary idea. Condoleezza Rice on Face the Nation yesterday. She's talking about during the Bush White House, their response to Hurricane Katrina. She was on vacation during the crisis, and she said, on Thursday, her quote, on Thursday morning I woke up, there I was in New York, and I thought, how could I have been so stupid to not realize that you are not just the Secretary of State, but you're one of the president's closest advisors. This is a national tragedy, and most importantly, you are the highest-ranking African-American in the administration, and Katrina has a tragically black face, end quote.
Interesting.
Yeah, Condoleezza Rice talking about that.
Well, it sounds like she's pretty self-critical about it.
Well, yeah, we certainly will be critical of politicians or bureaucrats in the midst of a real true-life crisis, and for her to go ahead and man up, I hate to say that, to it is
own it. How about that?
There you go. Owning it would be good. Now, I don't know if I can find this audio this morning, but apparently a little bit of testy exchange taking place in a House hearing the other day, having to do with drilling in the wildlife refuge in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Don Young, who's been a congressman for a long, long time, he was questioning one Doug Brinkley. Doug Brinkley is an author, is a lecturer at Rice University. And after basically calling the testimony of Brinkley garbage, he then called Brinkley Dr. Rice.
Oops.
Confusing him with where he works. And so as a result, it was at that time that...
I got the audio.
Oh, you got the audio?
It's a minute and a half.
Okay, this is where he interrupts him. Okay.
Mr. Young. Yeah. Okay. Thank the chairman, and thanks for having this hearing. I will tell you, if you
this
ever
is
want
Don
to see
Young.
An exercise in futility, it's this hearing. That side's already made up his mind. This side has already made up its mind. And I call it garbage, Dr. Rice. It comes from a mouth.
Dr. Brinkley, Rice is a university.
Well, okay, I
know
you
went
Dr.
to
Rice.
Yuba
I'll call
College.
You anything I want
graduate.
To call you sitting in that chair.
Whoa.
You just be quiet.
Well,
you
why?
Be quiet.
You don't own me.
I pay your
salary.
You, I can tell you right now.
The gentleman will suspend, and I'll remind members, and I'll remind
I work
witnesses.
For the private sector. You work for the
Mr. Brinkley, you are invited here to testimony, and we look forward to your testimony. You got the time. To say what at least was on your time within
garbage
the time constraint.
And call me Mr. Rice. I needed to correct the record.
Mr. Brinkley.
Okay.
We see a lot of people here, and from time to time we make faux pas. Nobody is perfect.
You just made one right there.
Yeah.
But to interrupt breaks the comedy of what we're trying. We're going to have disagreements here. You've already seen that.
He called me.
We try to do that in a way that is civil.
In the word Mr. Rice,
Mr. Brinkley.
You would do that if somebody said that to your name, too.
Mr. Brinkley, I've been called a lot of things in my time.
I wouldn't call you that. You're a good congressman.
Mr. Brinkley, do you want to continue sitting at this panel?
Yes.
Okay, then please follow the rules.
Shut your pie
when
hole.
I'm suggesting,
yeah. Mr. Young.
Mr. Brinkley.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So there you are.
You sit there and be quiet. I'll call you anything I want.
Well, you had two monumental egos going after one another is what you had.
Now, Brinkley's a bomb thrower. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
And generally, I think... Folks in oil drilling states, with the exception of Mr. Brinkley, the majority of people would agree with what Young says, and that is a very small section of this province that we are trying to drill in, and it's not going to ruin wildlife as we know it. However, he did say the people who camp up there are elitists. Elitists?
Young said that or Brinkley?
Yeah, Young did.
Oh, okay.
Young said I've been up there. He said there are elitist campers. I don't know what that means. I kind of thought that was roughing it. But nonetheless, Don Young is kind of a joke. I guess he's the biggest joke of the Alaska the Alaska delegation now that, what's his name? Who's the old guy?
Sarah Palin?
Ted Stevens. Oh. Now that Ted Stevens is gone, Don Young is pretty much your joke. But really saying you sit right there and I'll call you anything I want? Wow.
As I said, two monumental egos going after one another.
That's it. All right, 6:49.